Hi, welcome to your staff file checklist for nonprofits. In this short video, we're going to look at the building block on leave. And this is what it looks like in your checklist that you have been able to download where you're watching this video. And these are the three elements that are important to make sure you have complete, correct, and up-to-date in your staff file. So the key question here is, of course, how do we keep it fresh? So how can you make sure that your staff is actually using the leave that you are giving them as per contract? And how can you make sure that this leave is planned in such a way that it doesn't interrupt your operations or the services that you're providing to the people that you are supporting? So you cannot, if you are supporting girls in school, then it would be very impractical if all your staff would be away at the same time and there would be a period of time of a couple of weeks that nobody could actually support those girls in school during the school year, for example. And so this is something that you as a manager or a leader in your nonprofit have to balance the overall operations against the individual leave requests and of course the need of your staff to take a leave regularly and to refresh themselves. Most of the issues regarding leave in nonprofits that I have seen are usually around the fact that staff isn't taking leave because they always think that the work is so important and they find it hard to take leave and to have a feeling that that then the work isn't done and maybe the things that they think is important to provide to the people you serve aren't being taken care of. And so the usual problem that I see in all the nonprofits that I have been working in is that people are not taking enough leave, and then that leads sometimes to the need at the end of the year to say, oh, I need to take 6 weeks of leave, otherwise I have too many leave days left and I can't take them to the next year, for example. So that is a problem. If somebody goes on leave for 6 weeks, that's a big hole to fill. And at the same time, of course, if people don't take leave during the year, it also makes them maybe more tired and it makes them maybe less happy and maybe less healthy and so on and so forth. So the key issue here is that you want your staff to take leave in time and you don't want them to take 6 weeks in a row or even more, because that might be much harder for you to compensate with other people taking over their tasks. So this is something that you need to keep track of, because you also need to keep track in case somebody isn't requesting leave. And so this is a topic, a part of your staff file where being up to date is important also in terms of missing information. Yeah, so if it is already May and you haven't seen one request for leave for the whole calendar year of one certain staff member, then it is also time to ask them, hey, I haven't seen any requests. What are your plans for that? So yeah, that's something that could be a trigger for you to start a conversation. So in this part of your staff file, as it's written here, you keep track of the leave requests, and in case there aren't any, you're going to take some action, and you need keep track of the approvals that you are providing in terms of requests that you can approve of, so that you have a track record of what was requested, what was approved, and what leave was taken, and that you can have this in a register where you also calculate the number of leave hours or days left for the person to use in the year. You also need to have a policy on this in terms of unused leave. Can people use that in the next year? If so, under what conditions? Or are you going to pay that out or not? So this is something you need to have on paper in your personnel guide, and where you need to also make sure that you're monitoring throughout the year whether there might be any issues with that by the end of the year. So if you're going to discuss with somebody in December that they haven't used their 50 leave days, then you are a little bit too late. So this is something that's important for you to monitor and manage throughout the year. There's also a section here on extraordinary leave that is Well, as it says, extraordinary leave in addition to the regular leave that you put into the contract. This is leave, for example, if a person is getting married, if there is a bereavement in the family, if they are moving. Some of that leave is regulated by law mostly. So there is a law that probably says that for a wedding you get a certain number of leave days, if it's yourself or if it's your parents or your children. Also, there can be extraordinary leave in the case of sickness of a close relative, and so on and so forth. So in part, this is regulated by law. Sometimes it is paid leave, sometimes it's unpaid leave, and sometimes this is something that you can also add on to in your own personnel guide, in your own policies. So if you want to give a person more leave, for example, for if they are becoming a parent, so maybe by law in your country the mother who's giving birth has a is entitled to a certain number of leave days, but maybe the father isn't. So maybe you want, as an employer, as a good employer, to add on additional leave rights, and these are things that you must then clarify in your personnel guide, whether you want to give extra leave to the mother, to the father, for a newborn, or in other cases, in case they are relocating for the job, for example, maybe you want to give them some paid leave, and so on and so forth. So these are things that you must check whether there are any legal arrangements for that in your context. Again, these are things that are subject to change also in our country, and then also check what kind of employer you want to be, what kind of extra benefits or facilities would you like to provide to your staff, whether that is paid or unpaid or partially paid, and make sure that this is clear in your personnel guide, and that in case you think that somebody qualifies for that, you also highlight that to them and say, look, don't forget that you are entitled to an X amount of leave because of this or that situation that you're in. That can also help make sure that the mental and physical health of your staff is always at its best, at least from the point of view of whatever you can do to contribute to that as an employer. Okay, so again, we're looking at the checks that you need to do. So you need to keep track of law or regulations on leave that are in force in your country, and as I said, these are subject to change. So there are changes, for example, in my country, when it comes to maternity leave regulations or paternity leave regulations. So this is something you must keep track of, and you must check regularly, I would say at least once a year, to make sure that you are up to date with your own policies and implementation. And also the other check that you need to do is to make sure that you check that staff signs off on requests and approvals and on the overall leave balance. And this includes also that in case you don't get any requests, you start asking your staff about their planning for leave and the fact that you haven't seen any requests. So, yeah, what you need to do basically is the same as for all the other building blocks. You need to provide information to your staff about the different types of leave that are available to them and the consequences of taking that leave. So whether that is paid or unpaid, what happens in case they don't use their regular leave as per contract, can they then use that in the next year, and if so, what are the conditions for that? Make sure that all this is clear and signed off on by your staff. Then do your checks for changes in local law or regulations, and do your checks on how your staff is implementing the leave policy that you have in place. And then go to your cover sheet and tick off all the items that you have collected and where you have a system to make sure that you are on top of that. And that is the last item on your to-do list. Make sure that you have a clear plan or an approach or something to make sure that you are up to date on this part of the staff file. So here we are again at the end of another building block. Well done you. You have been watching another video and now you know what you need to take into consideration when it comes to leave and what is the information that you need to make sure you have up to date, correct and complete in your staff file. So I wish you good luck with taking the next steps to make sure that this is implemented in your organization. And do let me know in case you have any questions, in case you get stuck. I'm really very happy to help you where I can. So looking forward to hearing from you how this is going and see you in the next video.